Still trying to learn why. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina say they've not yet determined a motive for Thursday evening's shooting spree that left five people dead, including an off-duty police officer. Recordings of some of the 911 calls have been released.
Mom and I are at home, and we heard some shots outside, and I looked out my window, and the neighbor is on the ground, I think.
That woman telling operators she saw two people who appeared to be shot. Police say the 15-year-old suspect remains in critical condition. The Justice Department appealing the appointment of an independent third party to review the evidence seized from former President Trump's home.
DOJ asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against a lower court judge's appointment of a special master in former President Trump's document case, saying she didn't have the authority to appoint one in the first place. This comes after the Supreme Court declined this week to intervene in the matter, as the Trump legal team had asked. The 11th Circuit had said the FBI could continue their criminal investigation into allegations of mishandling classified documents while a special master was involved in sorting through documents that may have fallen under attorney-client or what Trump's team is arguing is executive privilege. Though there are questions about whether executive privilege even applies here.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Charles Manson follower Patricia Krenwinkel will not be paroled. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has overruled a parole board's decision to free her, saying she's still a threat to the public. Krenwinkel was convicted for the murder of actress Sharon Tate and four other people in 1969. She is now 74. Scientists warn Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano is in a state of heightened unrest. A series of earthquakes triggered around the volcano on Friday, the largest reaching magnitude 5. An explosion in a coal mine in northern Turkey has killed at least 25 people. There were more than 100 miners working at the time of the blast. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The federal court trial of a Russian spy accused of lying to the FBI in its 2016 Russia investigation is winding down.
Not only did John Durham, the special prosecutor, completely finish his case, the defense, Igor Danchenko's attorneys, announced they won't even be putting on a case. So this case will go to the jury on Monday. Judge Anthony Trengo will read jury instructions on Monday. The first count deals with Danchenko's communications with a Democratic operative named Charles Dolan. Dolan has about 30 years going back in Democratic politics, and we know that Danchenko and Dolan spoke to each other regarding some allegations about some phrase inside the Trump campaign. Danchenko took some of that information, put it in the Steele dossier. Well, it turns out Dolan did not get that information from a Republican source, as he told Danchenko. He admitted he lied to Danchenko.
Fox's David Spunt reports one of the five counts against Danchenko has now been dismissed. Four astronauts returned to Earth aboard the SpaceX Dragon crew capsule Friday, ending their nearly six-month mission to the International Space Station, splashing down in the Atlantic off the Florida coast. Early this morning, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket carrying 13 communication satellites into orbit. Where do you find a $90,000 pair of jeans? Fox's Tom Graham reports deep underground.
A pair of Levi's jeans from the 1880s were recently found in a New Mexico mine shaft, and the denim turned out to be about as valuable as gold. The pair sold at auction for $87,000. Only a couple similar pairs of the jeans exist, but are kept in a museum and purportedly too delicate to wear. The new owner says he may resell them to an interested private buyer. Levi Strauss has been an American clothing company since it was founded back in 1853. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wall Street turning lower to end the week. The Dow lost 403 points, NASDAQ down 327. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.